The legislature passed the changes in response to news reports and audits that showed widespread fraud in the $340 million Wisconsin Shares program. Wisconsin Shares was created as an offshoot of welfare reform in the 1990s to help poor parents afford daycare and be able to work. One of the plans the governor signed would make it easier to go after money that fraudulent providers owe the state, even if they go out of business.
No more shell games. No fraudulent provider under one corporate name that just shifts over to another corporate name and continues that practice.
Another of the new laws would require more frequent background checks of daycare providers and employees. That was prompted by an audit showing that the addresses of four sex offenders match those of daycare providers. The plans the governor signed will also make some people with criminal records ineligible to become child care providers. Doyle said the plans represented a start, but that the way to improve the child care system was to establish a rating system so that the state doesn't pay bad providers as much as it pays good ones.
So I hope the legislature is now ready to take the next major step here, which is to really ensure high-quality child care in Wisconsin.
Doyle's Department of Children and Families is currently crafting a child care rating system. The governor says his administration will present that plan to the legislature in coming weeks. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.